So the trio you came to hear now, on stage behind me, are ready to burn, and I want you to give them a whole lot of incentive to get on fire. And it's the Fred Longwerth Home. Jason Ajemian.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason.
Oh no! Oh no! I feel like Ken Vandermark now.
Oh no!
Oh, no. I blew it.
Wow, what does it feel like to be Ken Vandermark?
Really dumb.
Oh.
Against the grain. And
you didn't hear it here.
That's so embarrassing. Oh god. And Frank Rosalie.
As a further tie-in with Ken Nordine, this band actually started originally to do music of Fred Katz, who did the music for the first two Ken Nordine Word Jazz records. So it's all one thing. It's awesome. And the Mike Brum Trio is awesome. We had the good pleasure of hearing them
Thank you.
once you become familiar with the two individuals, it's great. These guys are also known as the Tipper Two, by the way. He's the Tipper, you're the Topper, I don't know. I love these guys, and it's a real, like, privilege for me to get to travel around with them, and so on. We'll be right back. song is called Maybe It's Too Late.
Thank you.
Are they doing it with a guest, or is it going to be just the trio?
It's going to be them with two Toronto trombones. It's going to be, we're talking back here about going to see the Brahm Trio next Tuesday, which is highly recommended.
Woo!
They will be joined on stage at the Rex by Thompson Tielli, that's Scott Thompson and Doug Tielli. So I do believe there'll be a trio performance, a duo performance, and a quintet performance.
Ouch.
Engaging all of those individuals. And also ongoing with upcoming VTO events is on the 20th, someplace there will be a performance by Alau Ellis and the Instant Coffee Trio. Want to thank all the people who played tonight, John, Camille, Farah.
Yeah.
Exotic performance that you're going to see in this back room from Durban, South Africa.
Woo!
Thank you.
Woo!
Tandika, 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 Caroline Reaver. Thank you, Caroline.
Woo!
Thank you, everybody, for coming, and I hope we can keep on rolling on the... Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there's some CDs in the back.
Where that broken neon is back there, that's to draw you to the sales table, because they don't want to take it home. All right, $10 a piece. Okay, thanks.